lami ngithathele lithuba lokubonga undimi yakhe siyalamukela ku studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 27 Mbimbitho 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukuqala kumele apologize kuma journalists wathi bona siba bantu besenze izolo. Bakhuluma indaba yabo kahle. Sizwe lati sibatshele indaba yethu. Ngenxa yokuthi ama documents awafunayo nalawa agcwele endaweni yonke.
Intatheli izindaba lamhlanje zivimbe iziphathamandla ze-Econet le-Stewart Bank ukwenza umhlangano obujonge ukuchasisa ukungenelwa kwenhlanganiso yezindaba eThe Source izolo eHarare.
Ukuthengisela kwenzeke izolo ku-Full Council meeting eka-Munipala. Futhi nasihambe e-town house izolo silama-flyers ethu, silama-placards, alo silama-banner. I-message yethu yiyo ekade siyinikeza namhlanje ku-media.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu zithi zizaqhubeka sitshengisela zivimbela ikhansili yeHarare ukuthi isungule uhlelo olokubhadalelwa kwamanzi engakasetshenziswa. Ele-South Africa lithembisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingakatholi impendulo kusicelo sama-permit ukuthi zivunyelwe ukuya eZimbabwe lokuphenduka zingelankinga. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Intatheli izindaba namhlanje zivimbe iziphathamandla ze-Econet le-Stewart Bank ukwenza umhlangano obujonge ukuchasisa ukungenelwa kwenhlanganiso yezindaba eThe Source izolo eHarare. Intatheli izindaba yethu Mavis Kamau sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ubuqholo bukaNyambirayi esala ukuxolisa buthelele ulaka intatheli izindaba ebesedlula amachumi amahlanu. Zabopha imilomo ngamalembu amnyama ziphethe amabhakana alotshwe imibiko esola ukuphazanyiswa komsebenzi wazo okudale ukuthi ehluleke ukwethula umbiko abeze ngawo uNyambirayi. Zihle zavusana lequla likaNyambirayi ebelibalisa umnumzana Lance Mambondiyani nomnumzana Tinashe Zindi zathi jwamu zonke zaphuma kulowo mhlangano sikhathi sinye zisemba phansi ukuba kazisoze zalalela okuze kwethulwa kungela kuxolisa kuqala. Zithi isenzo sale nkampani yikuphambana lokuchiwo isisekelo sombuso esipha intatheli izindaba amandla wokuvikela ababatholisa indaba abazilobayo lokuba zingazi zabaveza noma sekunjani. Unobhala jikelele wezuji umnumzana Foster Dongosi uthi kuyayangisa okwenziwe yile nkampani izolo ngoba yikwephula ilungelo lezintatheli izindaba elizweni ethi akumelanga kuvunyelwe kuqhubekela phambili ngoba kulakho ukuzaphazamisa ukusebenza kwazo kwela kusasa.
Thina sithe njengentatheli izindaba asifuni kulalela amanga kumbe amazwi abantu be-Econet labe Stewart. Into abayenza izolo kasiyithandanga kulihlazo ngakho ke thina sithe asoze silalele bona behumana.
Ukwala ukungena umhlangano kwentatheli izindaba ngemva kokuqholoza kweziphathamandla ze-Econet uDongosi uthi kube linyathelo eliyilo. Intatheli izindaba eziningi zitshengise ukukhathazeka ngokwenza kwe-Econet okugoqela umnumzana Jeffrey Moyo oyintatheli izindaba esebenza izimele othi akumelanga ivunyelwe linkampani ukwenza intando yayo ngoba kuzaphazamisa ukusebenza kwazo ngesikhathi esizayo sekunzima ukuziloba izindaba lozulu esengenwe yiwesaba ukutsho umbono wakhe ngoba esazi ukuba kuzamngenisa enkingeni.
Laba bantu basebenzisa imali bacabanga ukuthi amandla abo wonke akhona kumali. Manje thina njengentatheli izindaba kasilayo asilandaba nemali zabo.
Umnumzana Senzo Maseko yena uthi besingekho isizathu sokuba baqholoze abe-Econet laba ngoba kuyibona ababizelela umhlangano befuna ukuzigeza kulokho abakwenze kunkampani yeThe Source bephatha intatheli izindaba okwensane.
Kuqala kumele apologize kuma journalists wathi bona siba bantu besenze izolo bakhuluma indaba yabo kahle sizwe lati sibatshele indaba yethu.
Beziganunwabo intatheli izindaba lamhle kuseni kulo mhlangano ongasenziwanga zibeka be-Econet le-Stewart Bank umlandu wokufuna ukwenza ingani yibo abanikazi bomthetho bezenza amapholisa kanye labo mahluli zisithi lokhu yikweyisa isisekelo sombuso kanye lomsebenzi ophathwa zintatheli zindaba eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 ngise Harare ngingu Mavis Gama.
Ukuvote abantu abalutshwana kakhulu kukhetho lwama-by-elections okudinga amalunga edalele parliamente azamela iChirumanzu zibakwele Mount Darwin West lamuhla. Amacele MDC wonke womathathu akhalele ukuncintisa kukhetho lolu olulandelwa ukukhethwa kukamnumzana Emerson Nangagwa kuba umsekeli kamongameli kanye lokuxotshwa kukankosikazi Joyce Mujuru kulesi isikhundla. Wabencintisa emele ibandla le-NCA umnumzana Ruben Mafiko utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi abona kuzenza lolu khetho lungabi lempumela ebalulekileyo ukungenela okwenziwe ezinduna labo sobhuku balezi zigaba. Ibandla leZANU-PF likhangelelwe ukunqoba kukhetho lolu. EMount Darwin kuncintisa njalo umnumzana Kenneth Fungayi we-Transform Zimbabwe lomnumzana Banuel Seremwe. EChirumanzu kuncintisa unkosikazi kamnumzana Mnangagwa, unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa, unkosikazi Abigail Musambazi owe-Transform Zimbabwe lomnumzana Katsamoyo Dewa ozamela ibandla le-Good People's Movement. Impumela ikhangelelwe ukwaziswa kusasa.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930 12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu ezigoqela eHarare Metropolitan Residents Forum zithi zizaqhubeka zitshengisela zivimbela iCouncil yeHarare ukuthi isungule uhlelo olokubhadalela amanzi engakasetshenziswa ole-prepaid water meters kuleli dolobho. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHarare Metropolitan Residents Forum umnumzana Mavelas Khumalo uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi lanxa iCouncil yeHarare ithethe isinqumo izolo emhlanganweni we-full council meeting esokuthi izamisa lolu hlelo ngoba isakhulumisana labantu, umabhalane omkhulu waleli dolobho umnumzana Tendai Mahachi yena uthi uhlelo lolu luqhubekela phambili njalo luzasungulwa emalokitshini eMavuku leTafara. Umnumzana Khumalo uchazisele iStudio 7 okuningi ngalolu daba.
Singathi ukuthengisela kwenzeke izolo kufu council meeting eka municipala. So thina sihambe eTownhouse izolo silama flyers ethu, silama placards, allo silama banner. I-message yethu yiyo ekade siinikeza namhlanje kumedia. Kade sile press conference namhlanje ngo-10 e-media center. I-message yethu inje sithi thina hayi i-council yeHarare ingagijimi isiya phambili ukuze ikhulume lokwama-prepaid water meters. Amanzi khona engekho njengangapha esidungiza sithola amanzi once a week kumbe once in a fortnight. So thina sithi hayi asifuze thina sigijime ukukhuluma lokwama-prepaid water meters amanzi engekho. Okwesibili ukuthi amanzi lawa i-quality yawo ayisiyo yona leyo esikhangelela ukuze ibe iyiyo. Amanzi afuze abe ngamanzi akwaniseka ukunathwa, akwaniseka ukuphekeza lokuyenza ezinye eminye imisebenzi yasendlini. Okwesithathu thina sithi hayi i-council yeHarare lamanye ama-towns lawa kabalungise indaba ye-billing noma kathe sibone ukuthi i-billing system ekhona ayimanga kakuhle.
Yiziphi inhlanganiso ebelimanyene lazo njalo liyakhulumisana yini le dolobho lakoBulawayo lalo sabona lilohlelo olufanayo?
Inhlanganiso ekade silazo namhlanje yi-Harare Metropolitan Residents Forum, ZCTU, njalo sile ZIMCOD, njalo kade sile National Youth Organizations ethiwa yinayo. Le Community Water Alliance, yes, siyakhulumisana le nhlanganiso ezakoBulawayo noma thina njengabameleli bezihlali eZimbabwe lapha. Sile nhlanganiso ethiwa yi-Zimbabwe United Residents Association, ZURA. Sasilomhlangano iviki ephelileyo leyo savumelana ukuthi hayi abantu kabafuni indaba leyo yama-prepaid water meters elizweni lonke. So kobulawayo bayenza iaction ya umnyako phelileyo ngangikhona mina ngahamba khona ngale sasesiwelelana ukuthi hayi lase Harare ngapha kungcono kuthengiselwe nje futhi ngapha ukuze uhulumende noma ngakho kulama ofisi amakhulu kahulumende abekwazi ukuthi hayi uZulu uyala indaba leyi yama prepaid water meters.
Lo mnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo isiphathamandla somanyano we Harare Metropolitan Residents Forum obekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ese Harare. Iningi lamukele ngenjabulo okwesulwa kwesinqumo ebesivimba ukuthengwa komumbu ngaphandle kwelizwe okulinyathelo elizaphathisa kakhulu ngoba impupho ibisiqalisa ukusilela ezitolo. Unothando Spanda usiphalo ludaba ngugcweleyo.
Ukwesulwa kwesinqumo lesi kulandela ukusilela komumbu ilizwe elikhangelelwe ukubhekana lakho ngemva kokuthi isivuno ebesikhangelelwe singasabanga khona. Nyakenye uhulumende wethula isinqumo sokuthi akekho ovunyelwa ukuthenga umumbu phandle kwelizwe ngemva kokuthi kube lesivuno esihle nyakenye. Imbiko evela kugatsha lwezokulima ithi okwakhathesi inkulungwane yamakhulu amathathu zamahektha i-300,000 hectares omumbu obulinyiwe usuchabalele ngenxa yokutshisa. Inhlanganiso yabagaya impuphu, i-Grain Millers Association, ithi iziqalile ukukhulumisana labenza umsebenzi ofanayo eZambia ukuthi bathole umumbu kulelo lizwe amathani amakhulu ayisithupha enkulungwane i-600,000. Umongameli wenhlanganiso le, umnumzana Tafazwa Msarara, uthi ukwesulwa kokwenqatshelwa ukuthenga umumbu kwamukelekile ngoba kungenziwanga njalo ilizwe lingasilela impuphu ngokuya komnyaka. Uthi balethemba ukuthi ilizwe lingathola amathani la omumbu eZambia, impuphu izaba khona kuze kuyefika inyanga kaNkwenkwezi ngomnyaka ozayo. Isakhamuzi unkosikazi Precious Ngwenya uthi kuhle ngoba uhulumende usephange wakubona ukuthi kuyadingeka ukuthi kuqaliswe ukuthenga umumbu kwamanye amazwe, hathi ukuthi amelele ukuthi impuphu ize iphele ezitolo. Uthi lanqanje kuqakathekile ukuthi abalimi bavikelwe ukuze bangancintisani nomumbu lokunye okulinywa kwamanye amazwe. Ilizwe alikenelisi ukuzilimela okwanela wonke umuntu okwenza kuqakatheke ukuthi kube lamacebo okudinga umumbu emazweni alima kuhle.
Kuzindaba ezimnandi ukuthi uhulumende usephakamisile ibhani yoku-importwa komumbu uvelela kwamanye amazwe. Kuyabongeka kakhulu ngoba ukuswelakala kwesitshwala elizweni kungaba yinto enzima kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Ngwenya uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi lapho kukhangelwa ukuthengwa umumbu phandle kwelizwe, lokhu kungaguquli intengo yempuphu ngesikhathi iningi labantu livele liswela imali yokuziphilisa. Okwakhathesi, amakilogram amahlanu empuphu abiza amadola phose amathathu, $2.99, kusiya kumadola phose amane, $3.99.
Njalo sibuye sithembe futhi ukuthi nxa umumbu lo usulethi usubuyile njengoba sizwa ukuthi kulomunye ozabuya uvelela ngaselizweni laseZambia ukuthi nxa usubuyile intengo yakhona ayisoze ibe ngezakhama abantu ukuthi baswele imali ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi abantu bathenge impuphu zokudla ezindlini ngoba isitshwala siyimpilo.
Unkosazana Debra Mabuza oyisakhamuzi njalo uthi lanxa kukuhle ukuthi ilizwe lizathola umumbu phandle kwemingcele, kulihlazo ukuthi selikhangela eZambia ngenxa yokungaphathi kuhle uhlangothi lwezokulima kuleli. Uthi imithetho lezinqumo ezingalunganga yizo ezaphazamisa ezokulima, okokuthi lanxa sesingakhala ngokusilela kwezulu, ilizwe selilandela abalimi abangamakhiwa abathathelwa umhlabathi kuleli okuyibo asebelima eZambia.
Inkinga ekhona vele ukuthi kwangena abantu engathi balobuhwaba ngoba ungakhangela amapolisi amaningi they are populist ilawa nacatshangwa abantu behlezi bebalutshwane kodwa becabangela umphakathi omningi bengazange bababuza ukuthi lina lokhu likubona njani, babusa bebodwa khonale esigodlweni bengazange bacabanga ukuthi ama-effects ama-decisions abawenzayo.
Elakuleli aliqali lonyaka ukuthenga umumbu eZambia ngemva kokusilela. Kulandela ukulinywa kuka 2013 kusiya ku 2014, ilizwe lathenga amathani ikhulu lengxenye lenkulungwane, i 150,000 eZambia njalo. Ela kuleli lidinga umumbu ongamathani izigidi ezimbili, i 2 million ngamnyaka munye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sihlaziya udaba lokubhadala intengo yamanzi engakasetshenziswa olama prepaid meters. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umncedisi kamtshayeli wendizamtshina yeGerman Wings owazivalelayo wawisa indizamtshina ngabomo ubikwa wafihlela umqhatshi wakhe ukuthi kaphilanga kuhle. Isizalwane zakwele Nigeria kusasa ziya kukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Ingcwethi kwezombusazo zithi lolu khetho lukhangelelwe ukuba phakathi kukamongameli Goodluck Jonathan Lomnumzana Muhammad Buhari lanxa kulabanye abedlula ithumi lambili abancintisayo. Kulokwesabela ukuthi ozangqotshwa phakathi kwababili laba uzakhuthaza uDlakela. Indizamtshina zebutho zibikwa zibonakale zihlasela kanzima indawo eziphansi kwabahlamuki abalwisana lohulumende weleYemen ngelanga lesibili yemizamo yebutho lomanyano wamazwe wemhlubulweni wama-Arabs uqinisa impi lalaba abahlamuki. Umphathintambo obona ngendaba zasekhaya eSouth Africa uMnumzana Melusi Gigaba usethembise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingakatholi impendulo kusicelo sama-permits okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe ukuthi zivunyelwe ukuya eZimbabwe lokuphenduka zingelankinga kuphela nxa zilobufakazi bama-receipt obuveza ukuthi ngempela amaphepha azo asahlolisiswa nguhulumende. UMnumzana Gigaba uveze lokho emhlanganweni awenzele inhlanganiso ezimela izizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa kuliviki. Ukuze sizwe okuningi sixoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeCommunity of Zimbabweans in South Africa uMnumzana Gift Iglon.
Impumelelo yomhlangano yaye ikahle kakhulu, yayenza ukuthi ezinye izinto or izinkinga zibe lula. Ikakhulu abantu akade befuna ukuhamba ekhaya, ama-permits lawana bese-expire, so singale ku-system yabe sitshengisa i-overstay. So kwase kuvunyelwana ukuthi hayi bangahamba kodwa besebenzisa ama-receipts when bengabe siyo-submit ama-documents ba-obtain ama-receipts. So ama-receipts wona lawo abawanikwa ile VFS yiwo abathwalayo behambe e-border bemnikeze u-immigration officer i-passport ne-receipt. U-immigration officer on seeing the receipt uya-overrider i-overstay. Umuntu edlule kahle ehambe ekhaya ephinde ephenduke as long ephethe receipt yona leyo.
Ukuyini ongakukhuthaza abahambayo ukuthi bakwenze nxa befika eborder lama receipts ona lawo?
Hayi, engakukhuthaza ukuthi nxa behamba eborder bengakhohlwa i-receipt, i-passport ne-receipt kumele kube ndawonye. Nxa befika ku-immigration officer bahle bemnike kubambene i-receipt ne-passport ebone ukuthi kune-receipt, yikho ukuthi kube lula kubo. Otherwise akula ma complications e border as a njengomungameli we program lay nge ngayocapha ngale ngizama ukuthi mbone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngayingenja na immigration officers ayikulula vele akuna mibuzo akunani as long as receipt ikhona but nga ungena receipt it would unfortunate baya kupenalize sebe kusenda ekhaya.
Lo umnumzana Gift Iglon isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeCommunity of Zimbabweans in South Africa.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi ubokile. Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, ilamba lingomile wena.
Ngolimpela viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silethulela iqembu lomculo wezokholo ele JBCC Salem Mission Choir lona elikhangelelwe ukuphakula idlalade lalo elakuqala elithiwa ngimfumene umsindisi edolobheni lakoBulawayo kusasa ntambama. Intathezi indaba yethu Joseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lapho senihamba kona.
Lapho senihamba kona.
Iqembu leJerusalem Bethsaida Christian Church Salem Choir liqalwe ngumama Otilia Dube ngomnyaka ka 2010 lilamalunga amane kodwa namhla selikhule laba lamalunga alichumi lesikhombisa. Leli qembu licula umculo obizwa ngokuthi Zion Classic njalo nyakenye licindezele idlaladela lo lakuqala elibizwa ngokuthi Ngimfumeni Neyomsindisi besebenza ndawonye loJoe Maseko eHouse of Rising Sound.
Siqale mhla ka 21 February 2010. Injongo yami ukungenisa abantwana endleleni zikaNkulunkulu but sihamba through ngokuhlabelela. Sangena kuma competitions athize nje ama conferences saba lokuyini okuthize lokuhamba kunjalo baqinisa labantwana ukuthi bebekwazi ukuba nesibindi sokuma evangelini likaNkulunkulu. Phupho lami laleli kukhona.
Kusasa ntambama leli qembu lizaphawula emphakathini idlaladelalo leli lengoma ezilichumi lambili endaweni ye-amphitheatre yasedolobheni lakoBulawayo. Njalo abanye abahlabeleli abakhangelelwe ukuphatheka kulolu hlelo oluzathatha ubusuku bonke ngabagoqela abaculi abadabuka elizweni le-South Africa uThulani Manana ocula leli qembu elithiwa nabanikazi bomkhalanga kanye neqembu lendumiso yamaKristu. Abaculi baseZimbabwe abazabambisana leqembu leJBCC Salem Choir kusasa ngabagoqela uDumisani Nyongola, imbongi kaZulu uDumisani Mhlanga kanye lempumelelo Shining Stars okuliqembu eliholwa ngu-Oscar Siziba okunguye uproducer weSalem Choir.
Ya, injongo yami ukuthi siphakamise umculo engathi wamaphimba amnandi, iZion Classic. Ukuthi amaZion sikhale nje abantu ade bengani baphansi babangabathathi abantu ababathathi nje abantu umculo lono phezulu. So mina ngithethe ngathi no, umculo omaZion umculo wesicathamiya should work together as one, then siphakamise i-vocal music.
Nandi ke iqembu le-JBCC Salem Choir liphuma enkundleni ngengoma okubizwa ngayo idlalede labo ethiwa Ngimfumene Umsindisi.
Ngimfumene.
Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene. Ngimfumene.
Yeah.
iqembu lomculo wezokholo LJBCC Salem Choir lisithi ngimfumene umsindisi. Ngesilichiye kancane ezandleni zabafana bakagodlwayo bencoma umqabuko.
Sibufanele simbonge.
Joshua Nkomo, Kabuko, Kanyongolo, Aramatate, Latela Zimbuge, Sikumbese Tulabechugi, Pakeza Ngochako, Abaye Bekeza Mamanzi, Unze Nsundi Abensundu, Kaliwe Sisi Basasero Dijia, Unze Mandibere, Ea Kupaba Mtobe Sisi Beni, Zapulu Kute Linkabe Zasi Tunga, Buluko Elendo Teyota, Eliko Walichu Mlamatota, Ichubeli Mtope, Ela Kisi Shere, Washali Mkumbazana, Weno Wempum Koti, Wanga Ushalam, Oaf Linkunda, Wasineli Zitaun, Atuchumdilo Asentumbane, Heta Selmanzi, Abayebe Upula, Elo Mileyo, Unang Nanga, Mchazana Mwaisuye, Upunuga Mpete, Obuda Wayo, Hangiga Pasla Pesulu, Kantu Sentu Zewonkonjane, Baye Zizeni, Umahamba Yedwa, Ete Bintonga Yake, Abayebe Hama Namabucho, Eka Teme Kanunu, Ama AK-47, Umdala Wetu, Umakufu, Unyongolo, Umkabuho, Ulinda, Uembaba Salabe Nginda, Unduna Nkulu, Wezikla Fosi, Owa Tumela Mapunu, Izwi, Patini Fira Lichela Banga Gezwa, Uutulu Kulu Lieza, Erotisia, Enze Ginkeme Keme Endaba, Hatu Minkafila Upalbalele, Washangala Lembila Zitutu Smithi, Hawingiza mchine Victoria Falls, Obumu General Peter Walls, Watu inkunzi mkabuo, ayikwe nyinkunzi, Mhami sana lawe, Afrika, kulikawe la makawe nyongolo, Ela kotama, ingela ngebe mshane, Umkonto, Owalolo wakiche nchelele, Indaba, Mhapula wapapuka zana, Atasamu ikaza mapuna ishulega, Imbaba zana ya kakaza mapunu, Isimpete zinye, Isafumu zane, Salibele, Umondi was in Tandane, Umeliso Lumileo, Oma Kitim Yambi, Samuele Zongomo, Oma Chiusi Tangasile, Salupuna Matila Shazam, Ezizweni.
Sibonge abafana bakagodlwayo, olendlebe zokuzwa, uzizwele. Ukugqiba uhlelo, ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Intatheli zindaba lamhlanje zivimbe iziphatha amandla ze-Econet le-Stewart Bank ukwenza umhlangano obujonge ukuchasisa ukungenelwa kwenhlanganiso yezindaba e-The Source izolo eHarare. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu zithi zizaqhubeka zitshengisela zivimbela ikhansili yeHarare ukuthi isungile uhlelo olokubhatalelwa amanzi engasetshenziswa olwama-prepaid meters oluphikiswa njalo yizakhamizi zedolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ele South Africa lithembisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingakatholi impendulo kusicelo sama permits ukuthi zivunyelwe ukuya eZimbabwe lokuphenduka zingelankinga. Hayi silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona apha eWashington DC.